Welcome to the MTR Network. We are back for another Supergirl Super Tuesday. I'm Shanna, and I'm here with the doctor to talk about American Dreamer. And will the real Miss Tessmacher please stand up? They're having a lot more fun with these show titles this season. What did you think of these two episodes?
I like them. I'm a little nervous that they done hemmed Kara up. I feel like her secret's about to come out.
So, here's my thing about the secret. When will people learn that when somebody is telling you, I really, really hate being lied to, that's not the time to keep lying to them. That is
That would be never is when they would learn that. That would be never.
Like, that is absolutely the best time to be like, you know what? I've been hearing that. I need to come clean. Because what's always going to happen is you're like, I'll tell them later. And now Lex is going to tell her. Like, that is just what's going to happen. Like, if you think you're going to wait till after Lex is caught, what's going to happen is the minute he's caught, Lex is going to let that secret slip.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did enjoy her trying to keep the secret the whole time they were together. That was hilarious. So in the first episode, American Dreamer, Dreamer's out here on the streets of National City, being a superhero since Kara's decided to be Kara and not be Supergirl. And then they're also trying to figure out what's going on with James and his powers and his PTSD. So let's talk about Jimmy first, because I thought it was really interesting that instead of going the Lex route that we've been seeing, that Lex seems to be triggering this PTSD, it actually went all the way back to his dad.
I love that they did that.
Yeah. It's funny.
It just made for more character development and less tropey bullshit. I love that they did that.
And so remember last time we were talking about this PTSD, I brought up that episode of Grey's Anatomy. And what's funny is it was the same thing where he thought it was about him being afraid of relationships and being afraid of love. But actually what it went back to was when his father died. And he got the news that his father died. So really what it was is he was afraid of being happy because he got the news of his father dying right after he had found out something really, really good. So like this was interesting. Like Jimmy had created this whole reason why he missed his father's funeral that wasn't true in order to block out what actually happened to him. And I actually wish they had delved into this, because remember a couple seasons ago when he first started being Guardian and we were kind of like, why are you going at this so hard? Like, you don't have superpowers. You're hurting yourself. Why are you going at this so hard? But then when you see this history that Jimmy has kind of been bullied all his life.
Yeah. And his father was a vet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the whole characterization of vets as heroes.
Yeah. It's like he's had a lot to live up to, and I kind of wish, but I'm sure they also hadn't fully fleshed this out yet. I think basically, like, the more we learn about James, the more it makes sense his whole why he's Clark's best friend. He attaches himself to heroes as well. It was just, and then his sister, because, like, even though she said, like, I don't blame him for not being there, it was not his fault, you could tell until she saw what really happened, she was kind of pissed.
Yeah.
So, like, it was nice for her to go in there.
Also, can we talk about the fact that I L-O-V-E love? So I did pick up a little bit what everybody else has been putting down about Kelly and Alex, but at the same time, what I love about how they're doing this is that even if the only thing that comes out of this is a just really strong sisterhood and friendship, it's being so well handled.
Oh my gosh. So I was thinking about that because in the second episode where she's sitting with Alex, I was like, I don't feel the romance there. And I would kind of hate it if every single time a gay character showed up, they immediately made them Alex's love.
The love interest. Yes. And that's why I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns that way, it's a beautifully developed friendship that goes into that, unlike what happened with Maggie, which is like, woohoo, I'm gay all of a sudden. But that is kind of, when you think back about that, that is pretty much what happened with that character.
It was like, oh, but with I'm this, gay, it's like
these women are becoming friends. They're becoming support for one another.
It's lovely in their siblings' lives that kind of also bring them together. Yeah, they have other reasons other than their sexuality that pulls them together. I like it a lot.
And I was so hurt for Alex. She was so close and so happy.
You know what? It was so funny because the whole entire episode, like when she got the call, I was like, oh, this is weird. I was like, oh, they're bringing that back. This is okay. I thought they had completely dropped this. But I like it too, in a sense that I know that that kind of is what happens. Like when you put yourself out there to be up for adoption, it is sometimes just waiting. So you're like not thinking about it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, especially like same with like fostering. Cause it's kind of like just happens these like situations. So,
and with newborn adoption, really hoping like, is this really going to go through?
Exactly. And so the minute like it was kind of drawn out and she was having doubts and all that, I was like, oh, she's not going to get this baby in the end. Like I just knew. It was not going to happen in this episode. Especially because I also kind of feel like it would have really sucked for her to go through all that and not have Kara be around. Like, not her sister be around for it. But yeah, I was just like, oh, this is not going to work out. But it was just lovely character development for her and for us to learn more about James's sister. I just love her as a new character and I love how they're developing her. And it doesn't feel like, you know, when we got McGann, it was very, it was all about the alien stuff and the, there was development, but it was all about like what she had been through as an alien and the hiding at first and all that. This feels like it's all just rooted in family and human stuff.
Yeah.
So I like it. It just feels more, it doesn't necessarily push the story forward, but it pushes the character forward.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully Alex does get a kid. I don't want Alex to get a newborn though.
I don't want a newborn. I don't want a stinky teenager. Let's get a nice elementary school age kid.
Stinky teenager.
I have stinky teenagers, so I can say that. Well, one's not stinky.
Yeah. And then, so in the first episode, Ben Lockwood has his whole little strike force team that's out here rounding up aliens and all this other stuff. And then his little son, Little Lockwood, is part of this team. And we have, like, our first moment of humanity from this kid when one of the aliens that they round up is someone that he knows from school. I love how he's like, why didn't you tell me you're an alien? And his friend was like,
motherfucker, what?
Have you met you?
Like, right. Have you met you? Like, have you met your father?
Like, why would I tell you that I'm an alien? But I, like, even in that episode, I was like, y'all not going to make me like this little boy. Like, let's just put it out there.
Right, I still didn't like him by the end. Because it was the whole, it was the whole thing. A racist will stop being racist once it touches their life. I'm like, no, that's not how any of that works.
And look, I'm a be completely honest. I wasn't upset when his little MAGA mommy got killed either.
Same. Bye, bitch.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that's what you get. Because Lockwood took the husband of the other alien and basically was like, you know, oops, so sorry. And then was surprised when she came and got back at him. I was like, no, you deserved it. No one feels sorry for you.
Oh, I'm cracking up. I just suddenly remembered your favorite, what I know is your favorite moment.
What? Oh, now I'm scared.
When Kara was beating down all the Miss Tessmachers and she said, thank you, next.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, she got her Ariana Grande moment. I know she is living life right now.
It was so great. Oh, my God. Well, so I was really upset, though, in the first place that they, first of all, that they thought the first copy was actually Eve, and then
the way she was glitching, I'm like, dudes,
yeah, I was come like, on she's now. Some sort of before we knew she was a copy, I was like, a robot, maybe, like, I was like, this is not. And then afterwards, once they knew that, when what's her name went chasing after her, Lena, I was like, Lena, girl, you know that ain't the real Eve, right? I'm like, why would she stick around? Why would she? Like, of course she's going to send, like, a bunch of clones. Like, why would she actually fight you? I was kind of upset with Lena. I was like, be smarter. Be best. yeah, so what I did appreciate about the Lockwood story was about Little Lockwood, was when Little Lockwood called his dad on leaving the funeral.
Yeah, that was needed. Like, dude, my mama just died. Where the fuck were you?
Yeah, because I was just like, you can't use the excuse, like, I was going after her killer, because it's like, yeah, but in this moment, I needed you. Like, you didn't have to be the person to go after her.
And like he said, if it wasn't for you, she might not be dead.
Well, see, that part, I'm like, she probably still would be, because y'all, the whole MAGA family will probably still be involved in some way. So F y'all. Hey, I can't stand that whole family. Like, remember when we saw that
first
story and it was just the dad and we were like, oh, okay, like... But they all really bought into it. And there was a point, too, when we thought the wife was against it, because it seemed like she didn't like the dad. And then she fell into a hook, line, and sinker. So the whole fucking family can die for all I care.
Oh, okay.
Don't care. Like, and now he has powers because he saw that James had powers.
And don't forget, like, what Lena injected into James was refined.
Yes.
And then they, even though it was refined, they had to do some tinkering to get it to not kill him. This dude just, like, got high off of pure unrefined shit, and he doesn't know that he needs the medical testing for it not to kill him.
And I hope it does.
So he has to die the villain. We already said that.
Yeah. No, I'm so over him and done with him. Yes. Like, he can go ahead and die. I do not care. I like how Jimmy told Martian Manhunter to throw him into the tanker because he knew he would be fireproof. He knew it wouldn't kill him.
And John didn't question. He's like, he's like, okay. Yes. If he ain't, no big loss.
I know. John was like, if he dies, he dies. Oh, I loved it. I also did really enjoy that scene where they were figuring out all of Jimmy's powers and he was in that fire all shirtless.
Yes.
I appreciate whoever came up with that on the set or in the writer's room. Thank you.
Doing the Lord's work.
For real. For real. I also really enjoy how much Dreamer is enjoying being a superhero.
Listen. Oh, and her interview.
So cute. So cute. I love how she was just, she really went into it. She was like, I'm a Hufflepuff. Like, really?
No, she said she was a Gryffindor.
I don't remember all the things she said.
She's a Gryffindor. She's a star. I forget. I don't know about the Patronus like, shit.
I
I'm like, honey, do you want to be a star? Because, Unless you're claiming Arya or Sansa, because the rest of them, you know, their life expectancy ain't that good.
After last night's episode, all of y'all could go. But yeah, that was adorable. And it was, I like, you know, she's like, I'm half. Like, my mom is an alien. My dad, like, we grew up in peace. Like, it doesn't have to be this way. And I like how he was all Lockwood talking about some, illegal alien trying to incite violence. Like, she literally
said the opposite of all of that.
Like, I'm talking about peace, peaceful reconciliation.
But you like, dumb twat.
I can't with him. It's gone too far. And, like, I know that whatever.
But I hate to say it though. I'm kind of glad they're not easing up because that's reality. That's the world we're living in right now, right?
Very, very true. It's like I know Lex is behind it, and Lex is really just using him as either a distraction or to incite whatever Lex is trying to incite, so that he can get away with whatever he wants to get away with. But I'm just. I'm so over Lockwood. Maybe it is because it feels too real. And we go through this every day, but I'm over it. Like,
I hear you.
Someone just needs to take him out. So I'm done. Brainy. He had his, like, when Dreamer said the thing about she likes nerdy boys. All that.
He's like, oh, I can shoot my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm hoping it finally happens because he's been acting extra oblivious. I needed
for
to.
For real.
He was like, what does love feel like? It's like, why are you like
Because I think I'm in it to win it. No, sorry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so hopefully that happens soon. Well, we have two episodes left.
It might go in the next season, but that's okay too.
Okay. If we don't get a kiss by the end of the season, I'm going to feel away. Just putting that out there. What else? Lena and Kara's excellent adventure in Cosnia.
My question is, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, she works at Catco. How'd she get to the Oval Office?
Okay. So I think this is what I messaged you earlier today. I was like, did you watch? Because whenever someone asks you, have you told anyone else?
You say, I told everybody. There's copies here, there, in abundance.
Your answer like, is always, I've told at least two other people.
And there's copies here, here, and here. It's backed up in my cloud in an encrypted file. Yes. You let all, you're like, look, I pulled the trigger. Everybody know. So I better walk up out here, player.
If somebody asks you if you've told somebody else, it's because they want to know how many people they have to take out. That's the only reason.
I hate to say it. I'm going to need her to watch more spy movies.
Right? Or at least an episode of Scandal. What the hell? I was so angry with Kara. And it's then
like Kara.
I love how shooketh she was when she saw that the other Supergirl knew all about her.
And had been in her house.
Yes. Had her fucking journal. I was like, when was the last time you wrote in your journal? You didn't know your journal was missing?
Right.
What the hell? But my question now is, what's going to happen? Because you know Kara is going to try and like
save her with the power of love.
Like, why is she like this?
This woman's work. I've got to stop doing this.
I know. I'm just like, but what? She's gonna try and save her because she's Kara. And it's all nature versus nurture, and she's gonna think that, you know, she just shows her the power of right that she'll fight on their side. But then my thing is also, what do you do even if she does fight on your side, like, and she changes? It can't be two Supergirls.
What was I gonna say? I feel like Red Daughter dead. She gonna die.
Like, that's all I can think. Because that's what they did with Rain. They were able to separate them and then kill the Rain part.
Yeah, but I don't think Red Daughter can survive. That's what this is. They've been trying to figure out ways to stabilize her. I don't think she can be stabilized.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you, Kara. Like, I don't think this is going to work out the way it's going to work out. So... And then also, they still have to contend with the fact, oh, what if we end up with Kara and Red Daughter fighting together against a superpowered Lex?
Dun, 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 dun.
You should see my face right Sorry. Now. I'm like, yeah! Hmm? Like, my face is like, yes, let's do it. Let them fight.
And let's actually see the fight, Godzilla.
Yes, yes. Oh, sorry. We were about to get off on a tangent because I was about to say, did you see the latest trailer?
For Godzilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I think I saw it at the theater, actually.
I'm so excited for that movie.
Look, all I know is we better not have seen all of the Godzilla fight in the fucking trailer. I will spit fire.
Same. Because I'm just there for the monsters. I literally don't care if all the people die.
Like, y'all did fine with Kong. Let's just repeat that with this, please and thank you. That's all you gotta do. Follow the fucking formula.
All the monsters. I don't care about people. At all.
Nope. Not unless they're getting eaten.
Exactly.
Let's fight with Godzilla. Okay, yeah, let's see y'all crashing. Get out the way. I didn't come here for y'all.
Not at all. Yeah, that's all I got. I'm excited.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. Lex, Brainy, Alex. Yeah, well, I think we covered everybody.
Mm-hmm. The next episode is called Red Dawn. There is not a synopsis up for it yet. And then the final episode is called Quest for Peace. So. It should be interesting.
So you want to start with the email or the feedback on the site?
We will start with the email. So, Felix, thank you, Felix, for writing in.
Hi. I'm Doctor Who Sheffield correspondent. Hello, my love.
Hi, y'all. Felix here. I really enjoyed this episode a lot. This is for episode 19, not episode 20. I really enjoyed this episode a lot for the Nia and Brainy stuff, and James' storyline wasn't too bad either. I love everything they are doing with Nia so much. Her stepping up and how cool her powers were, and the fight scenes were so good. God, I love her. My other favorite thing I just have to mention was how she is determined to come up with her taglines. Like she's, look, she,
I'm like, girl,
she writes those quips down. You know, she has a notebook full of quips. She's like, how about a reverie?
I'm like, wait, what? I was confused.
Nia has a thesaurus somewhere, and she's looked up every single synonym for dream. And she writes down lines based on the synonyms.
I hate you, because now I can't get that out of my head.
I love her so much. Okay. Sorry, Felix says, then the team up between her and Brainy when they were back to back. Man, it has been really nice seeing my Legion faves this season. I'm still hoping we get more Legion folks next season, except Monel. He needs to stay gone.
That's crude.
Why are you talking about Homegirl's husband like that? Didn't they get married? Or engaged.
Oh my God, yes. No, they are married.
Yeah. Okay.
I like you, Melissa. I hope it lasts. Oh my God, that was the funniest thing when I was at AwesomeCon and they were doing the Milo panel. The moderator decided he was going to mention the fact that Milo dates his coworkers. He was like, wait, it was nice talking to you. So when are they bringing out the next moderator? I was like, oh,
wait, is he currently dating one of his coworkers?
Huh?
Is he currently dating one of his coworkers?
I don't know. I just know that Milo was not appreciative of that line of inquiry. And the guy's name was Ulysses, and Ulysses almost got his ass kicked off moderating that panel.
Okay, now you know I'm gonna end up googling all of my Ventimiglia's exes as soon as we're done with this. Okay, Mater Eater Lad or Star Boy, the black version would be fun to have. Also, I laughed so hard when Lockwood saw Nia on TV say she was an American, and he got heated. Stay mad, my guy. I'm still mad at Lockwood's kid for falling in with the bigots, but I'm happy to see the growth this episode. I still wouldn't be sad if he died next episode, but now I'm actively rooting for him to sabotage his trash ass daddy. Same. And lastly, all I got to say about James is he needs to snap Lockwood into with his new powers, and I'm shipping his sister with Alex. Looking forward to the finale. I hope Kara reveals her secret identity to Lena, and Lex is in a jail that isn't so ridiculously corrupt. All right, Felix out. Yo. I need them to put him under the jail. He gets no visitors, no nothing. They just, like, they send food down, like, twice a day. That's it. I want nothing for him. All right. That is it for the emails.
Okay, on the site, Lance has Makad googly eyes. Same, my dear, same. Julie, hi, sweetie. I really like the slow burn with Jimmy and Brainy, and Nia were so damn cute couple together. Yes! I hope he learns from the go with your gut lesson and stops messing around and makes a real move. Hey, he asked, what does love feel like? I think he is slowly waking up. Brainy is me being oblivious to the fact that someone is interested in you. I just hope he's not me and figuring out too fucking late is all I'm saying.
Okay. I was gonna say, I'm pretty oblivious, but not that oblivious.
I'm sorry, what?
I can be pretty oblivious, but not that oblivious. Like, Brainy is killing me right now.
Sherrod B says, Jimmy been through the ringer this season. Like the angle they're doing with trauma and his powers. Kara using her reporter side was cool. It was so cool watching her do this way. Nice to see Dreamer try to show aliens can be normal and nerdy. And finally, Hiroja says, Jimmy, I've changed my mind. I like the direction that the show is taking his character and how his power set is very much tied into who he is as a person and his emotions. It is also one of the more realistic portrayals of PTSD I've seen on television in a very long time. Kara, this is the time to tell Lena. And when it blows up in your face, no sympathy from me. Girl, same. Lena, damn it, girl. You know your brother's evil, but Eve can get... Okay. Nina and Brainy. I think she meant Nia. So, does this count as a date? Because I'm counting the fight at Catco as a date. No. Lex said, win all the villain awards. Alex, get your resume ready because shit about to go down. Agent Liberty, I understand for plot purposes they need to kill his wife, but I'm tired of this particular trope. Now, that bitch could go. Normally, I'd say yes to fridging somebody, but that bitch needs to be fridged, dumped in the ocean in that trench that goes on forever and ever underneath the earthquake that's going on out under Wakanda. She can get gone.
MAGA mommy can catch these hands. She can catch all the hands, okay? Sorry.
Agent Liberty, son, nice of him to wake up, but like Theon in his fucking forever.
Oh my God, you guys, if Bran can forgive Theon, we can forgive Theon.
If Bran can forgive Theon, I think we need to forgive Theon.
Like, come on, you guys, that's really messed up.
Look, if the person most directly impacted by Theon's actions can forgive Theon, I think we should just, like, swallow our pride and let it go.
Yeah. So next episode is coming up next week. I don't believe we have any more breaks now, right? Yeah, we're going straight through to the end.
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back this week. Boom, baby.
Agents. Yes.
Wait, what just happened?
That was me. You couldn't see it, but I was like doing it.
Are you doing jazz hands?
It was more of a boogie. It was more of a wiggle.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
But so it's like Friday night Agents and then Sunday night Game of Thrones. Is there anything? Oh, and then Sunday night Supergirl.
Oh, and given how Game of Thrones has been going this season, y'all, don't do what I did and go see Endgame the day before you watch Game of Thrones. Give yourself like a 2-day lead-in if you're going to go see that. Because I saw Endgame Saturday morning and then watched Cloak and Dagger Sunday morning and then watched Game of Thrones. And it took everything in me to be able to get up and go for a run this morning because I was like, I just want to lay here and pretend like the world doesn't exist because I'm so fucking depressed. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Choose your viewing carefully. Space it properly.
It's rough out in these streets right now. That's all I'm going to say about films. It is between movies and TV. We're getting some of the best stuff, but it is also very rough out in these streets. So, be thoughtful, people. Be thoughtful. So thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, right on time. I know it's hard because everybody is in Game of Thrones land, but try and get your feedback in. If not, we'll read it on the following week's show. But thank you. Bye.
Aloha.